Natives of Kansas City, Missouri, and its smaller neighbor, Kansas City, Kansas, grow up learning certain street names by heart. They are the traditional borders between the city's black and white neighborhoods. The two Kansas cities are ringed by suburbs that are overwhelmingly white. The Census Bureau ranks the metropolitan area among the most racially segregated in the nation. Today's entry in Morning Edition's series of Prairie Diaries comes from a man whose family has learned that the boundaries of race and community are not drawn as sharply as the lines on a map.
My name is Elton G. Lombard. I'm a black male living in the community of Lenexa, Kansas. I'm currently employed by Procter & Gamble in a human resources assignment.
Want to do this one?
My wife is an OBGYN, and we have two boys and a girl.
Trained. Okay, now what is this?
Stars.
No, it's not a star, it's a
flower.
We love our neighborhood and chose to live there for many reasons, but also recognize that it will not provide us nor our kids with everything. Lenexa is a great area to live and get a good education without having to pay for private education. I don't know what the percentages are, but it is majority white, very few minorities there, although there are more now than when we moved here 8 years ago.
I'm shiny. I am used in many thermometers, gold medal and mercury.
Our oldest son, Niall, when we moved here, he quickly noticed that he was the only black kid in his class. He says, my hair is different. And, you know, I want long, flowing hair like the other kids. And, you know, my skin is different. Eventually we got to that. And he didn't understand why he was the only one. For a couple of years, it was a big topic for him. Initially moving in here, there were lots of people that were kind of shocked to see such a young black family moving in that could afford to live in this neighborhood. And no one said anything. I haven't had a lot of the comments of, oh yeah, you're the nice ones. I haven't had any of that kind of stuff happening. We exchange keys when we're leaving town and that kind of stuff. Our kids are playing together. And with a 20-minute drive, you can be in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, and lots of communities that are much more diverse. We're Catholic. We do drive to Kansas City, Missouri, to church.
Our God is a good God.
Amen.
They on time.
St. Monica's is a block or two away from the 18th and Vine area, which historically is the black neighborhood, the place to be kind of thing. The mass is much more alive. The music is much more alive.
Oh, he's such a good God. How excellent is your name.
I'm Bev Livingston. I live about 15 minutes from St. Monica in South Kansas City.
I'm Deborah Scott and have attended church on this site all my life. Many of us move out to the first ring suburbs and drive down here and are part of this parish. You know, me, this is home.
My name is Ken Backus. I'm with St. Monica Parish, and I'm an urban planner. And I chose instead to live in the heart of the African-American community. And along with 200 other folks, we built brand new homes in the heart of the city. There is a need to make certain that black folks don't completely abandon the urban core. Do we have a major racial divide in this community? Absolutely.
I think it's the history of the area. You know, pre-Civil War, Kansas opened up as a state, and Missouri was a slave state. That started the whole border wars, and so that mentality is still prevalent.
I will say there are citywide efforts to address the racism problem, but I did have a recent experience just to personalize being a victim of a hate crime. I moved in a home up north, brand new home, had an awful racial slur spray painted on my home. My story was exploited, made the front page of the newspaper, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock news. To this day, I don't know who did it, whether it was an organized group, which it was signed KKK, so I don't know if it was, or a high school kid just playing around. I don't know, but I must say for our city, I received letters from people across the Metroplex that said, Bev, not everybody thinks that way, not everybody feels that way, but it did open my eyes. And it's still happening. I heard recent stories.
Just last week.
It happens in New York, Philadelphia, and D.C. as well, but somehow they overcome it differently than here. Other communities in the country, at least you feel that it's more racially inclusive.
This is Elton Lombard again, and we're at my home in Lenexa.
I haven't experienced that where it's been overt racism. I think it's more ignorance. And I see this in people I work with. And they grew up in small towns in western Kansas, and they have no interaction with any minorities. They were all white towns. I mean, I grew up in Mississippi, and in Mississippi, there were very few people of the Jewish faith. Then I went back to New Orleans and went to Tulane, which had a very high percent Jewish population. And I learned, I mean, up to that point, I can absolutely say I was ignorant of what that culture, that faith was all about.
Okay, I am found the mineral chromite. My chemical symbol is Cr. What am I? Chromium.
Harold's son, Niall, is 11, and we think he's approaching the puberty stage here. But as he starts having girlfriends or whatever, if he is dating someone who's not black, I don't care. I mean, as long as it's for the right reasons. If he is dating someone because they're white and because he's not proud of himself, I will be pissed. And so if he's growing up not well-adjusted, we would move. We would definitely consider that. And I think they're pretty well-adjusted so far. But it is on all of our minds as black families in Johnson County. And we're always making sure that our kids are okay. And in those conversations, it comes up sometimes, where is that community where it's a very culturally diverse neighborhood, everyone gets along, they have great education systems and all the things we have in Johnson County. I'm sure it's somewhere in the area. I don't know where it's at. Tell me where that community is.
Elton Lombard's entire diary is at npr.org. On next week's Prairie Diary, one of the most unshakable institutions in the Midwest, high school football.
At the end of the first half, Sinead 12, Lubeck County Grizzlies 0.
Come on, boys, wake up now!
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedford.